Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
9:07 on the Bob Rose Show for the final hour of our get-together. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Very special guest on the phone, Jake the Snake Roberts. This guy from the WWF, WCW, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame. If you watched wrestling at all the last, 40 years of your life, you couldn't miss him. Jake the Snake Roberts with his DDT, the finishing move, baby. How you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, man.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. I got to tell you, man, growing up, Jake the Snake, household name. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty scary. Yeah. Yeah, it used to bother me whenever I think about kids buying toys of me. I'm like, man, it's a weird world.
You know, everybody's got kind of their shtick and their claim to fame. Yeah. How'd you come up with the whole idea of, you know, hanging out with a snake as part of your gig?
Well, that's alcohol and marijuana. I'll be totally honest with you, man. That's all that was. And driving down the road, man, doing what you do, and just trying to make the time go by and listen to Monday Night Football. And it was crazy, man. They were talking about Kenny Stabler and the snake. And I'm like, wow, that'd be a great idea. And I kept smoking. And next thing I know, I come up with this idea, but I forgot one important thing. I'm terrified of snakes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah.
Details.
And I still am. I still am. And I can't stand them. But, you know, I did what I did because I'm a whore.
Well, look, we all do different things when you got to make a living, and we're all in different positions. And I just wonder, you know... wrestling, you know, some people say, well, you know, this is fake or that's fake. I said, You want to climb in the ring with some guy at 6'5", tell him that it's all fake. When somebody throws you down on the mat from an overhead position, how do you make
it's
that fake?
Good.
Yeah.
It's not good. Gravity doesn't fake.
Right.
No. I'm paying for the price now, you know. I just both hips replaced, 2 discs out of my neck, part of my left foot removed, wrist reconstruction. I swallowed an ovary at 87, but that's okay. Let's see, what else? Broken fingers, never counted that. 2 broken sternums. That's a beginning.
That's incredible. And I guess, look, if you're battling drugs and alcohol, well, I guess, I don't know if you're not battling it then, but using them on a regular basis, how do you get in the ring and put on the kind of performance that you would put on night after night and still be, you know, drinking and partying like that?
Well, it's insanity helps. You know, I really did, man. But, adrenaline and the fans, that's what does it for you. I mean, it didn't matter how bad you felt. When that bell rang, something happened. And it was, the on switch came on, and you went out there and you went for it, man. It felt good. I mean, most wrestlers will tell you they never had a problem in the ring. It's after they left the ring that the problems began. Because when you're in the ring, you're in complete control. You can do whatever you want, and you can do it, and you can be good. But when you go outside the ring, then you get all the outside stuff being fed at you, and you mess up. You know, you do the wrong thing. You pick the wrong alley, and you make mistakes. But I'm proud to say, man, it's been 6.5 years since I've had a drink, so I feel
congratulations.
Wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I encourage people at the shows that, hey, if you're struggling with drugs or alcohol or any addiction, give me the Iggy. I'll meet you after the show and we'll sit down and talk, man, because, you know, it's a miserable life living with addiction. It really, really is.
Yeah, it controls your behavior, and you're never going to reach your goals, and usually, and look, I grew up a little bit around the Tampa Bay area, and of course, so we had Gordon Solie and all that, and Dusty Rhodes, and I remember when I grew up and hang out with Barry Windham a little bit in Tampa, and he was quite the character. What about Ric Flair? Did you ever get in a ring with him?
Oh, yeah, I wrestled Flair a few times, you know, but we were on different roads
right.
most of the time, you know. They try to spread those top guys, you know, around, and I just never, you know, it wasn't my thing, man, going for the NWA title. It just wasn't. I didn't care about titles. I just wanted to go out and perform, you know, be a part of the big show. And, you know, the passion that I had for it, you know, really cost me a lot because I threw everything else to the side, focused only on wrestling. The rest of the world didn't matter. And that was really unfair to my family and my children. You know, but I'm trying to get that all back together, man, and then being fairly successful at it, man. Kids are really cool. Kids forgive, and thank God they do, because I sure had a lot to be forgiven for.
Well, yeah, we all make mistakes. Can you give me an example of a wrestler that was, you know, pretty well known, whether in the heyday or maybe currently, that you're aware of that seems to be doing life the right way? I mean, it's a tough road, it's a tough world,
yeah.
But who comes to mind?
Oh, there's several out there doing it right now. You know, they've put some rules in there, and they've put some stipulations on your contract and everything. There's a lot of guys out there doing it right now, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the guys who are doing it. And, you know, it's so hard to do the travel schedule, which they've cut back that travel schedule that we used to be on. I mean, I wrestled 93 days straight one stretch, you know, and that's just insane. You can't do that to your body, man, or your mind. But the champ right now comes to me. I can't remember his name. I have brain farts a lot.
What about The Rock? I mean, he really used
no doubt.
Yeah, he
no
catapulted
doubt.
He into
a whole
huge career.
Level.
Yeah.
A whole different level. Absolutely. Absolutely. And deservingly so. He worked his butt off, and he did a lot of the right things. And I know whenever he was first getting started, I was there, and I did quite a bit of talking to him. And, you know, kudos to him, man. It's wonderful. I love seeing it.
Still have an autographed picture when he was Rocky Maivia. And
yeah,
I got
that
from my son when he was just a little kid.
Yeah,
and still he treasures it.
Yeah, I remember. I used to make the road trips with his dad. So
yeah, Rocky Johnson, right?
Yeah, Rocky Johnson. I remember meeting The Rock when he was about 7 years old there in Tampa. So
wow,
yeah, life continues, man. Life moves on. That's why I'm doing these. It's not really comedy that I do. It's just basically I tell road stories and experiences on the road, which are hilariously funny. You know, I do a few imitations of voices and stuff that we have a lot of fun with. I open it up for a Q&A at some point in the show, and let the people throw some questions at me, and I throw them right back, straight at you, you know, hard and fast, man. But it's a great, great time. I encourage people to bring their memorabilia. I'll be happy to sign that stuff after the show or before the show, whichever. And let's just have a good time, man. Enjoy this. I want to hear their stories, too. You know, it's a really good feeling. It makes me feel like I actually did something whenever I hear somebody tell me, yeah, man, every week, me and my dad or me and my grandpa, that was our thing. We sat down together and we watched wrestling, you know. And kind of makes me feel good inside, man.
Absolutely.
You know, all warm and fuzzy.
There's no question that had been, you know, great family entertainment that brought a lot of people together to watch the wrestle. What was it, if there was one thing, one point, or one person that you could point to that kind of changed things for you and got you on this road to sobriety, and you've been able to maintain that for over 6 years? I mean, that's pretty special. Can you point to anyone?
Diamond Dallas Page, man. Yeah. DDP Yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's the same, pretty much same generation as you, isn't he?
A little bit later.
Okay.
A little bit later, yeah. He was, I was finishing up and he was getting started, but he started late.
Okay.
He started real late, you know, and I trained him when nobody else would. In fact, the only reason I trained him was because Flair said he wouldn't train him.
Oh.
You know, so. About what Flair said he won't, I will. You know, I just like shoving it up his rear, you know. You go, woo, excuse me.
So, yeah, let me ask you that. If it's not Ric Flair, was there somebody you really just didn't like that you had to wrestle?
Yeah,
you just
Vader.
Who was that?
Yeah, Vader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he broke my sternum twice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not a good
injury.
Yeah, if you don't like the person you're wrestling, you can very easily do some serious harm to that individual, couldn't you?
Yeah, there's some accidents that happen. Ha, ha, ha. You know, or here's my favorite. You moved.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't swallow your fist on purpose.
I got to tell you, this is something to look forward to. Jake the Snake Robertson, he's going to be at the High Dive tomorrow, 8 p.m. The door's open. The show is at 9, and it sounds like this is going to be a great time with some great stories. And Jake, we appreciate your time and coming on the air and talking about it.
No problem, guys. Love for you to come out. Hey, folks, reach out and help somebody today, man. That's what it's all about. Make yourself feel better by helping somebody else.
Love it. You got a great message and a great story and 6.5 years
right.
Sober, and we love it, brother, and just keep up the good work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Take care. Bye-bye.
There you go. Jake the Snake Roberts.
That's cool.
Not a blast from the past. No.
Right,
he's got some, a current message coming back from, I'm sure, some near-death experiences, you know what I mean? Yeah, I love it. I'm sure he's got some great stuff, and I doubt he holds back. I just have that feeling.
That's why it's 18 and over.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.